cry the whole night long. Well, I roll around town, I cry the whole night long. Well, I woke up this morning, didn't know right from wrong. Before I left that town, well, I told my baby before I left that town. Well, don't you let nobody tell my bell out.
Muddy Waters with I Can't Be Satisfied, Late in the Evening and Rolling and Tumbling. Another influential musician on the Chess label was Chester Burnett, a giant man with a distinctly rasping voice known as the Howling Wolf. While all the musicians of the golden era of the Chicago blues have had a global impact with broad international success and fame during the 1960s and beyond, no other blues musician, besides Robert Johnson, has had a greater impact on the blues music currently as it is still being played in the Mississippi Delta. The great Delta blues players of our time, such as the late Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside, proudly showed this influence. While the Howlin' Wolf achieved similar fame as his compatriots Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters, including among young generations all over the world, this perhaps would be his greatest source of pride.
where to go.
Thank you.
hard to take it. Long as her ride on, my baby bought the ticket. Long as my ride on, she says she gonna ride. Long as I've been from home.
That was Howlin' Wolf, Moanin' at Midnight, How Many More Years and Who's Been Talkin'? Earlier in the program, we discussed the blues harmonica. After Sonny Boy Williamson, the harmonica torch was carried to Chicago, where a whole new group of players rose to the top. Two of the most important harp players were Little Walter and Junior Wells. Little Walter, the masterful harmonica player from Muddy Waters, was one of its major innovators, emulating the deep, rich sounds of a saxophone by projecting the harmonica reed vibrations through membrane microphones and large tube amps. Little Walter's legacy was passed on to an entire generation of today's best players: Kim Wilson, Paul Osher, Jimmy Reed, Charlie Musselwhite, and Carrie Bell, among others. Little Walter is still considered to be among the best harmonica players ever, known for his explosive wail and a fat brass tone that he could coax from his Hohner chromatic. Let's start with a classic by Little Walter, Juke, and finally Junior Wells from 1965 with Yonder Wall. Junior Wells took Little Walter's place in Muddy's band when Walters went solo.
Thank you. young was well. Hand me down my walking cane. Look over yonder's wall. Hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're in the country, old man. I say you told me that you love me. You told me a lie. I love you, baby, till the day I die. Look for young. Hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're in the country, old man. Look at here, baby. I know you don't love me, baby, but yonder comes your man. I said a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You gotta come see me just as soon as you can. Look over yonder, hand me down my woman can. Lord, I know you don't love me, but yonder comes your man. Let's do it a little bit better. I'm gonna tell you this time, tell you no more. The next time I tell you I have to let you go, look over yonder, hand me down my woman can. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're gonna come your man. Get out kinda easy, baby.
That was Little Walter with Juke, Junior Welds, Yonder Wall, and Junior Welds again with Chili Con Carne. The music that was born in the cradle of the Mississippi, the folk music of poor black farm workers, had become the beat of the big city, and eventually the world in the course of the past 80 years. The first blues revival, or rediscovery of the blues, started in the 1960s. Blues has influenced every major American popular musical form, from rock and roll to country and rap. Internationally, the blues is immensely popular, now more than ever, especially in Europe. No matter where it is played, no matter how many styles and directions it has developed at the core, the heart of the blues has always remained close to its humble roots, in the hot, humid, and harsh Mississippi Delta and the American South, from where it arrived, born from hardship as the hope of one people to be eventually shared by all. This concludes part 5 of this documentary series, I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. Tune in again for the 6th and last segment, when we'll feature the new generation of blues players, blues in the 21st century.